generator system installations, and much, much more. Fully licensed and insured with over 20 years in the trade. South Fork Electric. Done once, done right. Call now, 715-767-5263, or email them, sforkelectric@gmail.com. Home Slice Pizza in Mercer, a great place to stop by for a bite to eat, a family gathering, watch your favorite sporting event. You can choose from their signature pizzas, subs, wings, salads, cheesy garlic bread, their breadsticks with all your favorite sauces. Order to take out, dine in, or take it over to the tap house and enjoy the food with your favorite craft beer. For your convenience, you can order ahead online at homeslicemercer.com. Home Slice Pizza on Sarnio Road in beautiful Mercer, Wisconsin. The Lanes in Park Falls has something special for your taste buds. Great menu with pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and much more. It's BOGO Tuesday. Buy one, get one a basket of wings. And then on Wednesday, double dip time, tacos. And then at 4 o'clock, it's their famous barbecue rib dinner. Friday, the great fish fry. Saturday, sink your teeth into prime ribs. Sunday, wrap up the week with $7 off a 16-inch pizza. Grab a beverage and play a round of golf on their golf simulator, too. The Lanes, Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Worga's Auto and Truck Center is your worry-free auto repair place for auto body, tune-ups, oil changes, and more. Worga's, Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin.
Back with you from American Family Field as the On Deck Show built by Menards continues. Let's pause 10 seconds for station ID. You are listening to the Brewers Radio Network.
98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation. 98Q
Country. The starting lineup's presented by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now. Supporting Wisconsin's critical infrastructure, visit WIIN at wisconsininfrastructure.com. The Padres come in 61-69. They are 19 games back of the Dodgers in the NL West, fourth place in the West for San Diego. They lead off with Ha-Sung Kim at shortstop today. Batting second is the right fielder, Fernando Tatis Jr. Juan Soto is in left field. Cleanup batters, the third baseman, Manny Machado. Xander Bogaerts is the designated hitter, batting fifth. Batting sixth and playing first base, Garrett Cooper. Gary Sanchez does the catching. Trent Grisham bats eighth in center field. And batting ninth is the second baseman, Matthew Batten. Again for the Padres, Kim, Tatis, Soto, Machado, Bogaerts, Cooper, Sanchez, Grisham, and Batten. And the right-hander, Michael Wacha, is on the mound today for Bob Melvin's club. Brewers come in 72-57, four games clear of the Cubs in the NL Central. Leading off is today's designated hitter, Christian Yelich. Batting second, the catcher, William Contreras. Carlos Santana is at first base. He bats third with a seven-game hitting streak. Sal Frelick bats cleanup. He's in center field. Willy Adames is the shortstop today. Batting sixth in left, Mark Canha. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Bryce Terang. Andrew Monasterio bats eighth. He's the third baseman. And batting ninth in right field, Tyrone Taylor. Again for the Brewers, Yelich, Contreras, Santana, Frelick, Adames, Canha, Terang, Monasterio, and Taylor. And Adrian Hauser, the right-hander, gets the ball today for Craig Counsell. The umpires this afternoon at first base is Will Little. Dan Merzell's at second base. Crew chief Lance Barksdale is at third base. And Ramon DeJesus has home plate. Brewers and Padres, final game of this series is just around the corner. We continue with the On Deck Show built by Menards after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Save 11% on Menards' unbeatable selection of Atlas roofing products. Castlebrook, Briarwood, and Pinnacle Shingles feature a limited lifetime warranty, up to 130-mile-per-hour wind warranty, and a super-wide design for fast installation. Protect your home for years to come and save 11% on all Atlas shingles right now at Menards. Good through September 4th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Truck drivers,
first. Stay busy and find a job with the home time, paychecks, and predictability you need at Schneider. Our industry-leading selection of driving jobs means you can get the home time that suits your schedule, whether that be daily, weekly, monthly, or something in between. New to truck driving? No problem. Schneider helps new drivers earn their CDL with company-paid CDL training and tuition reimbursement options. Don't wait. Find your perfect driving job today at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Searching for auto, light truck tires, or service? Visit the Tire Professionals at Pomp's Tire Service. Trusted and family-owned for over 80 years. With over 200 locations in 17 states, great pricing on hand-cooked tires and all major brands. Pomp's Tire, one of the largest commercial and retread dealers, providing truckers and fleets with the most dependable 24-hour road service. Pomp's Tire, proud partner of Hand-Cooked Tire, the official tire of Major League Baseball. Never halfway Hand-Cooked Tire. For the best deals on tires and all your service needs, visit PompsTire.com.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball is brought to you by Miller Lite. It's Miller time. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's in baseball. It's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance. Menards. Prevea Health. Construction Business Group. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now. Delta Dental. Quick Trip. Fleet Farm. Woodman's Food Markets. Pomp's Tire. West Bend Insurance of Silver Lining. U.S. Cellular, America's homegrown wireless. Hupie and Abraham, Carbless handcrafted premium cocktails. Annex Wealth Management, know the difference. And Island Resort and Casino. Brewers and Padres for the final time in the regular season. Brewers trying to make it 8 consecutive victories. We'll have the first pitch for you right after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. We auction the usual with the unusual. There are many different items we auction, from tractors, machinery, vehicles, UTVs, and boats, to furniture, antiques, housewares, and collectibles. You never know what you will find at HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
The Lanes in Park Falls has something special for your taste buds. Great menu with pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and much more. It's BOGO Tuesday. Buy one, get one a basket of wings. And then on Wednesday, double dip time, tacos. And then at 4 o'clock, it's their famous barbecue rib dinner. Friday, the great fish fry. Saturday, sink your teeth into prime ribs. Sunday, wrap up the week with $7 off a 16-inch pizza. Grab a beverage and play a round of golf on their golf simulator, too. The Lanes, Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
The J.C. Builders team of Phillips will bring your vision to life. Our playbook is geared towards specializing in custom homes, storage buildings, additions, and remodels. We're committed to excellence and employ the area's best craftsmen to make that dream project something you can treasure. J.C. Builders, where quality custom homes come to life. Give them a call at 715-339-4234 or log on to jcbuilderswi.com.
Northwoods Accents in Mercer, Wisconsin features up north style furniture, including Symbol mattresses of all sizes in stock and a full line of best craft furniture. Match up those with coordinating accessories like candles, lamps, bedding, artwork, and other unique items from many different manufacturers. Check them out on Facebook for more specials. Northwoods Accents Furniture, Highway 51, Mercer, Wisconsin, 715-476-9154. Worga's Auto and Truck Center offers 24/7 towing and roadside service. Worga's, your worry-free truck and auto repair center, Highway 13, Phillips.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Download our app, iOS, Apple, and Android devices. Go to Play Store or App Store, type in Heckman Auction, that's H-U-E-C-K-M-A-N, Auction, download and start bidding, or go to HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah!
Go ahead. Back with you on an absolutely gorgeous Sunday afternoon here at American Family Field as the Brewers and Padres getting set to finish up this three-game series. Brewers looking for a sweep and looking for a perfect homestand at that as well after sweeping the Twins earlier this week. Time to drive around the league. It's presented by Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and trusted contractors building Wisconsin together. Bottom of the second in Pittsburgh. Cubs and the Pirates are tied at one. Adrian Hauser is going through his warm-up tosses. Brewers looking for another good start out of Adrian Hauser. He's been so strong for the Brewers in the month of August. in what would be his final start here in the month of August. Brewers hoping for more of the same. We're ready to get this one underway. With the play-by-play, here's Jeff Levering.
Thank you so much, Lane. And a reminder that this copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority, the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club. May not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club. This legal disclaimer brought to you by the Boucher Automotive Group. Visit them right now at boucher.com. Hauser, five innings of one-run ball against the hot-hitting Texas Rangers his last time out. Full week worth of rest between his appearances, and now he gets the San Diego Padres. Brewers winners in the first two games of this series, 7-3 in the opener, and then a 5-4 triumph last night. Taking the first two, the Padres have lost 14 of their last 21 games. Ha-Sung Kim, the shortstop today for San Diego, is in the right-handed batter's box. Hauser ready to go in the first pitch of the ball game. It is good for strike one. 91-mile-an-hour sinker, and off we go. 71, beautiful degrees at our first pitch. Haven't seen a cloud all day. Kim takes breaking ball down and out. One ball, one strike. Roof is wide open. Brewers in the home white pinstripe uniforms. 1-1 pitch to Kim is on the outside corner. One ball and two strikes. Padres in the road. They're not quite gray. They're a light brown. So they're in the light brown road uniforms.
I was waiting to see how you would describe those because I wasn't sure what I would go with either.
Tan, light tan. 1-2 pitch is high. A four-seam fastball from Hauser. Two balls, two strikes. Manila? I don't think so. They're definitely not gray. 2-2. High again with a fastball. It's 3-2 on Ha-Sung Kim. I'm going to go light brown. I'm sure there's some Pantone color that I'm missing. It's got a number somewhere. 3-2 pitch. And he missed low down away, and Ha-Sung Kim works a walk. Kim does not have a hit in this series, but he's now walked four times. After Hauser got out in front, unable to finish off Kim. Leadoff batter aboard for San Diego for Fernando Tatis Jr. Home plate umpire this afternoon is Ramon De Jesus. Will Little's at first, Dan Marzell's at second, and the crew chief is Lance Barksdale. He's at third. Hauser out of the stretch, and the pitch to Tatis is a strike. It's 0-1.
I'm not satisfied with this, but I might lean khaki.
Okay.
In that area.
Is that what it says? Did you do some research?
Yeah, I pulled up khaki, and it looks pretty similar to this.
Ground ball, foul, third base side, chopped it into the ground, and it's nothing in two. Yeah, I could get on board with khaki. It's a darker khaki.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
It would make sense with San Diego with the military relationship that they have with the city of San Diego. It's kind of a like an army khaki.
Sure.
0-2 pitch. Foul back into the netting. Better velocity that time from Hauser. Got up to 94 with that four-seamer. Stays nothing in two on Tatis. 3 out of 8 in the series. Singled in his one safe at-bat last night. Pitch a swing and a miss. Threw a fastball by him. So a walk and a strikeout. Ortho ASAP strikeout. And now it's Juan Soto. Soto, 25 homers, 78 driven in, hitting 258. Hit his 25th home run yesterday. That was off of Yoel Piamps in the 8th inning. Made it that 5-4 final. And Soto takes in ball one.
This is Hauser's sixth career start against San Diego. 0-1, but an ERA of 1.86. Made two starts against the Padres last year, allowed just two runs in 11 innings. 1-0 coming, and Hauser fell down as he delivered the pitch, and it went sailing high, and Hauser quickly jumped back up. Santana coming over from first base. Rest of the infielders are coming in, and Ramon DeJesus, the home plate umpire, going to check on the mound, and Hauser just, that's a straight toe pick. Just caught a cleat as he was coming down towards the plate. And it shows his athleticism a bit just to be able to finish that pitch. Everybody's laughing in the dugout because he's okay. Freddy Peralta, Corbin Burns, Victor Caratini, they're all busting the gut in there.
Adrian's had some moments on that mound, hasn't he?
He threw up on that mound a couple of times back in his rookie season, but somehow Hauser still was able to get that one in the vicinity of Contreras so he could catch it. 2-0 pitch is down and in. And now what you worry about is Hauser thinking about that every time he lifts a leg and comes towards the plate. He's 3-0 on Juan Soto. Kim, the runner at first, 3-0 is a strike on the inside corner. Soto is making his way towards first base, and DeJesus pulls him back. Soto, who leads the big leagues in walks, drew a couple of walks last night after he was 0-for-4 in the first game on Friday. 3-1, grounded towards the middle. Terang can't get it. It's into right center, a base hit. Kim will go from first to third. Terang, a really close play, just squirted underneath his glove, and now runners are on the corners. Terang was playing Soto to pull just slightly, and Hauser got the ground ball he wanted with a four-seam fastball, but Terang just couldn't get that glove down far enough. They could have at least got one at second base. Turning two would have been remarkable. Didn't get any. So Manny Machado hits with runners on the corners. First hit of the ball game belongs to Soto. Machado waits. First pitch is strike one. Machado 1-for-11 lifetime against Adrian Hauser. One pitch. Strike two at the knees. That low strike is available today, and that is a good thing for Adrian Hauser. Love a ground ball to the left side right now, and a Machado. Claim to pull just slightly. Terang, the closest man to the bag. Hauser's pitch is high with a fastball. One ball and two strikes. Only two off-speed pitches so far. One changeup, one curveball. 1-2 pitch. There's a slider, and he missed down and away. Two balls and two strikes. Saw in last night's ballgame, Machado in his RBI single was cheating on the inner part of the plate. Got his hands through, lined a single through the left side. 2-2 pitch. Hit foul just above us here in the booth. Count stays two balls and two strikes. Hauser going to that high fastball more often than not. 20 pitches already in the inning for Hauser. 2-2. Ground ball hit towards short. Adames has it. Goes to second. That's one to first. Not in time. Machado beat it out. Just took a little bit of extra time for that play to develop. Adames got it out of his glove, and Terang with one tap with his glove before he was able to get it out of his hands. So the run comes down to score for Ha-Seong Kim and the Padres. Adames, who had to go down and field that one, able to get it to second base from his backside. And Terang with a quick turn, can't turn it much better than that.
But Machado able to leg it out, drive in a run. Padres strike first. Now it's Xander Bogaerts. It's a foul. And if you ask Adrian Hauser after the ball game, it'll be that leadoff walk where he was ahead. One ball and two strikes on Ha-Seon Kim. Got the ground ball. Couldn't produce two out of it. Machado aboarded first. Pitch to Bogaerts. A swing and a foul. And it's nothing and two on Xander Bogaerts. Don't forget, Brewers Baseball brought to you by Miller Lite. Original light beer, great taste, only 96 calories. It's Miller time. Long first inning for Hauser. 23 pitches and counting. Bogaerts 1-for-8 in the series. The one hit a homer last night. 0-2 coming. Foul back into the netting with high fastball again. So at least a 25-pitch first inning for Hauser. And Michael Wacha waiting in that Padre dugout. 0-2 again. Missed outside. 1-2 on Bogaerts, who's facing Hauser for the first time. Machado, an RBI fielder's choice to get the Padres on the board. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a sinker. The inning is over. Padres get one. Hauser strikes out a pair. Brewers offense gets to work against Wacha when we come back to Milwaukee. 1-0 San Diego on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Breaker, breaker, 1-9 is here at the Big G. I got her in the double nickel, rolling on Highway 13. Got a wheeler into the village pit, stop, top, hill, and butternut.
That's Big Ten fall, Big G. This here prime time, both my tanks are running low.
Copy that, prime time. Just ease that timber train on into the village pit stop for some motion lotion. They got you covered for bars, change, hydraulic oil, anything else you need. Turn, grab some snacks and beverages for the after 5 o'clock time at the village pit stop on Highway 13, top the hill in Butternut, Wisconsin.
Home Slice Pizza in Mercer, a great place to stop by for a bite to eat, a family gathering, watch your favorite sporting event. You can choose from their signature pizzas, subs, wings, salads, cheesy garlic bread, their breadsticks with all your favorite sauces. Order to take out, dine in, or take it over to the tap house and enjoy the food with your favorite craft beer. For your convenience, you can order ahead online at homeslicemercer.com. Home Slice Pizza on Sarnio Road in beautiful Mercer, Wisconsin. Warga Auto and Truck Center has trained technicians ready to service your entire family of vehicles. Warga's Auto and Truck Center, Highway 13, Phillips.
Brewers coming up against veteran right-hander Michael Wacha. Having himself a fine season, 10-2 with a .263 earned run average. Brewers hit him around a little bit back in April, to the tune of 7 runs and 11 hits and just 4 1/3 innings in San Diego. First pitch to Yelich, bang, foul. And it's 0-1. See a lot of fastballs and changeups with Michael Wacha. Handful of cutters, curveballs, but he's mostly fastball changeup, and he's got a good changeup. Yelich waits in the 0-1. Line drive, left center field. Back Soto on the warning track to make the catch. Just a hair off the end for Yelich on a curveball from Michael Wacha. One gone in the first. Here's William Contreras. Quick trip around the bases presented by Ferrero, Butterfinger, Nestle Crunch, and Bueno. Today's contestant in the quick trip around the bases contest is Jory Keating from Mauston. Not Boston. Mauston. Contreras takes a cutter on the outside corner for strike one. If the Brewers score in the first inning, Jory will win $100 and a Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Ferrero Butterfinger, Nestle Crunch, Bueno, and Quick Trip. Pitches down and out. The hook on William Contreras. One ball, one strike.
Mostyn up by the Dells, correct? In that area?
Sounds good to me. There is only a device where we could find that information out. That one fouled away, and it's a one ball, two strike count. Yep. You were putting yourself out there on a guess.
Efforting.
I've never been to Mostyn, I don't think.
Yeah, northwest of the Dells a little ways.
Okay. 1-2 pitch. High drive. We are tied. My goodness, is that ball hammered? Wow. That got out in a hurry. For William Contreras, his 14th of the season, it comes on a 1-2 pitch. And William Contreras, Diablo. Just like that, even. 450 feet on our estimated distance there on Contreras' blast, the longest of the season. Here's Carlos Santana, and he drives one down the right field line. That is hooking, and a fair ball! Santana digging for two. He is in with a double. The crowd is all lathered up. Back-to-back pitches, a bomb for a homer, and now a double into the right field corner. First for Contreras, every Brewers home run. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin donates $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee, making a difference to fight hunger in our community. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. And right on his heels, $75 for the Mac Fund. For every double hit by the Brewers, thanks to West Bend, the silver lining. Sal Frelick. Sal takes a curveball for strike one. Jory Keating is a winner. $100. Keep it up. Don't be satisfied with just the one. A one pitch. And Frelick busts his bat and a ground ball to second base. Easy play for Batten. And he throws out Frelick. Moving to third is Santana with two outs for Willie Adames. 450-foot homer that if a fan doesn't get his hand on it, that may be out towards the parking lot. That ball is hammered to deep left center. Willie Adames, 2-for-7 in the series. Trying to give the Brewers the lead. The pitch is a strike with a changeup. 0-1 on Willie. Adames, 2 out of 5 lifetime against Waka. Swing and a miss, pulled the string on another changeup. Former first-round pick of the St. Louis Cardinals, Michael Waka. He's been bouncing around a little bit the last couple of seasons. Awfully consistent in his big league career as Adames calls time. One, two on Willie. Play him to pull on the infield. Two-strike pitch. Grounded foul, protecting on that changeup and just guiding it foul. Stays 0-2. Some solid contact here for Milwaukee in this first inning against Waka. Spent about 6 weeks on the injured list, had some shoulder issues, skipped a start a couple of times and then pitched and then just wasn't working well for him. And a pitch timer violation on Michael Waka. He started getting into his windup, but at that point it was too late. Ramon De Jesus jumped out from behind home plate and pegs Waka with the violation. So it's 1-2 on Adames. Sanchez, the catcher, sets up away. 1-2 pitch. Fouled away. Back to the changeup. Nothing but changeups from Waka to Adames. A lot been going on against Waka. He hasn't thrown a lot of pitches, just the 14th of the inning. And a fastball is fouled back. 14 pitches, he's only thrown one ball. One, two again. Hit out in front of home plate. Tough play. Waka picks it up. Bobbles it. No throw. Santana trying to get back to third. And the ball gets away from Machado, but not far enough for him to try and score. And now Santana is down at third base. He slid awkwardly going back into the bag at third. Give Adames a base hit. But now all of the attention is on Santana as he slid in foot first into third base. And he immediately started grabbing at his right lower leg. Athletic trainer Scott Behringer is out to check on Santana. Craig Counsell is out. And Santana hunched over and finally able to roll over onto his backside so that Scott Behringer can check out Santana. Dave Yeager, assistant athletic trainer, is out to check on Carlos. Have yet to see a replay on whether he rolled his foot or if the throw ended up hitting him at some point, but there is a lot of concern on the face of Craig Counsell right now as they check out Santana, who's just to the foul side of the third base bag and now being helped up by both athletic trainers. So he is up and trying to put weight on his lower right leg. And Craig Counsell is saying, no. Do you want to stay in? Do you not want to stay in? Rowdy Tellez is getting himself ready in the Brewers dugout just in case Santana can't continue. The way he reacted, I mean, it didn't look like he wanted to stay in this ballgame at all. And he's trying to walk it off. He gives a thumbs up and saying, I'm staying in, but he's going to have to convince his manager to stay in this game. And Craig Counsell saying, no, man. You got to prove to me that you can run. Saying, okay, no, that's good. A pump of the fist. Santana saying, I'm staying in. Santana's shooing everybody away.
He was not going to let them take him out of this game.
The way that he reacted when he slid into the bag, it looked like he'd be gone.
I'm shocked he's still in the game. He looked like he was in a lot of discomfort early on.
Still have not seen a good angle, and now we'll finally see one. I think he just rolled his foot up against the bag. It's a good thing Machado didn't catch that. Otherwise, Santana's tagged out and the inning's over. Well, he's avoided injury for the time being, thankfully, as Canna's at the plate. And the first pitch to Canna is an inside corner strike with a changeup. So, three hits in the inning for the Brewers. They've scored one on the homer by Contreras. A double by Santana. He's still trying to stretch out as he takes his lead on the third baseline. 0-1. Canna takes outside with a curve. One ball, one strike. After the ground out by Frelick, a swinging bunt by Willie Adames. Trainers are watching Santana like a hawk. Fouled away by Canna into the second deck. Hey, what a catch. One hand. Didn't have a beverage in the other hand, but very easy catch and handing it to a youngster who's just putting his shirt on. The youngster is putting his shirt on. 1-2 to Canna. Foul back. Got out in front of a changeup. Able to keep his hands back just long enough.
That was a great catch. I know the proper etiquette there is to hand it to a youngster, but you make a left-handed catch like that, barehanded, I'm okay if you keep that one.
High five, take a picture with it, give it to a youngster. Nicely done. 1-2 to Canna. Line foul over Santana's head. He's got a target on his back in the inning, does Carlos Santana. Canna 3-for-7 in the series. Homered once as a Brewer. That came in Texas. Just kidding. It came in L.A. The 1-2 is down and out. Two balls, two strikes. That road trip is so long, I'm getting my cities mixed up. That was L.A. Two, hit foul down the right field line. Try to sneak a fastball by him at 94. Shadow's starting to creep up on home plate. Means fall's getting awfully close where these 1 o'clock start times, the shadows play a bigger role early in games. Two, two from Waka. The stretch. And the pitch. And a called third strike on the inside corner. And Canna is rung up for the final out of the inning. Brewers get one on the massive homer by Contreras and strand a couple. We go to the second inning. A 1-1 game on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. The local Wisconsin team that's always rooting for you.
Introducing the Brewers $9 Student Special. For every weekday home game, high school and college students can get Brewers tickets for just $9, courtesy of UW Credit Union. Check out the schedule and get your tickets at brewers.com/students.
UW Credit Union, here for every you. Join today.
Enter Quick Trip's Around the Bases Contest, presented by Ferrero. Just stop by your neighborhood Quick Trip. Purchase any size Butterfinger, Nestle Crunch, or Bueno product with Quick Rewards, and you're entered to win. If you're selected and the Brewers score in the first inning, you walk away with a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Ferrero. Visit quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for more information. No purchase necessary. Quick Trip and Ferrero, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
Calling all cocktail enthusiasts. Put down those shakers and enjoy the convenience of Carbliss, the premium, handcrafted, ready-to-drink cocktail. Carbliss's all-new cocktail collection brings four flavors to tantalize your taste buds. Moscow Mule, Mojito, Strawberry Margarita, and Paloma. Experience every flavor of the cocktail collection variety pack now at retailers near you. Elevate your drinking experience with zero carbs, zero sugar, 100 calories, and full flavor. Carbliss. Find your bliss.
Mr. Baseball here. Injured in an accident? Call Hupie and Abraham. Win or it's free, guaranteed. Over $1 billion collected for their clients. Hupie and Abraham. Hupie.com.
Long break there for Adrian Hauser in the bottom of the first inning. He goes back to work against Garrett Cooper in this second inning. Carlos Santana stays in the game. Never went to the dugout. Trainer came out, gave him a bottle of water, and he is staying in the game. Cooper at the plate, first pitch from Hauser, strike one. Sinker at 91 miles an hour. Cooper, three hits in the series, and a chopper foul third base side. He is going to be the everyday first baseman here moving forward for San Diego after the injury to Jake Cronenworth in game number one. Fractured some bones in his hand. 0-2 pitch, called a ball. Didn't have to be. One ball and two strikes on Cooper. Got him from the Marlins at the trade deadline. 1-2 pitch. And it's in the dirt. Two balls and two strikes on Cooper. So 26 pitch first inning for Adrian Hauser. And then Michael Waka came back and threw 23 himself. Liner into left, a base hit. Stayed back just long enough on the curveball, and Cooper leads off the inning with a base hit. Back-to-back innings where the leadoff man has reached for San Diego. And Gary Sanchez gets a crack at Hauser. 1-1 game in the second. Well, nothing beats the heat like cold, creamy Cedar Crest ice cream. It's perfect on a hot summer day. It's also the perfect dessert after a tasty Usinger brat. Fresh from Wisconsin, Usinger's in Cedar Crest. Wisconsin's best. Pitch is a strike on Sanchez. Pinch hit yesterday, struck out as the final out against Devin Williams last night. Hit a homer in game one. That was in the ninth off of Andrew Chafin. Contreras going away. 0-1 pitch, slider down and away. He had to calibrate the slider. Ball and strike on Gary Sanchez.